The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here toll-free as we launch into hour number three. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way if you prefer. In fact, I say that I prefer because Skype generally sounds better than your standard phone call. So get in touch with us in the way that you want as we will continue with your calls and thoughts here. 855-453. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, as well as an update from the world of WikiLeaks. We haven't talked about WikiLeaks in quite a while here on Free Talk Live, and there's some news about them where they're planning on releasing information that Glenn Greenwald is saying could lead to deaths. The story coming here from Business Insider, and also Texas. There's a 19-year-old who's now facing possible life sentence in prison for having pot brownies. So while Colorado, Washington, and many other places are going in the right direction with ending at least a portion of the war on drugs, Texas is going on full speed ahead. And we'll give you that story coming up here in a moment. First, Jimmy is on the line in Tucson. You're on Free Talk Live, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah. Hey, this is Jimmy. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight?
I got good news and I got bad news.
Let's have the bad news first.
Witt will not be the best man at my wedding.
That is tragic.
I'm telling you, it's irritating.
And oh, what happened there, Jimmy?
What?
Well, what happened there? How did that end up happening?
Well, I think he's upset with me because he's saying that I was being mean to him when I called y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get it. You know, he was a good buddy.
But, that's too bad. You know, it's hard sometimes. People change. They go in different directions as they mature, or in some cases, not so much. What's the good news?
Milford said yes.
Who's that?
He's getting married. Girlfriend.
Milford, okay. You know, there aren't too many girls named Milford these days.
They ain't. So we were sitting down watching RoboCop 3, drinking up some Keystone Light. And I just
There's no such thing, though, right? There is no RoboCop 3.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, right. I forgot
back
about
in the 90s.
I forgot about the old sequel. I thought the new one that came out was just two, but
no,
okay, it's three.
The new one's RoboCop.
All right.
They rebooted, as they call it in Hollywood. All right, so you're kicking back. You're watching the worst RoboCop of all of the RoboCops, and you got Keystone Light. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just looked over her. And now, Milford, she looks kind of like Marilyn Monroe, but ugly and about 200 pounds heavier. And, you know, and I'm like, man, I am just in love with this woman. We got us a couple kids, you know. She's great. And I said, hey, why not? What's tie the knot? And that's when I called it. And he said no. And I was just upset. I don't know what to do. What do y'all think I should do?
You should consider Witt's words. Weigh them by their merits, and then, you know, consider Milford. Am I saying that right?
Milford, yeah.
You're right.
And
well, he said, look, you can show me a picture with two donkeys jumping on a trampoline, but that don't mean that I'm going to be your best man. And I'm like, well, what the hell?
Well, yeah, well, as far as what you should do about it, you know, Witt's not a particularly friendly guy, and it's probably for the better for your wedding that he's not going to be there. Or maybe he will come just as a guest, maybe he doesn't want to be the best man in the wedding. Either way, I would say you'd want to stick with the lady that's going to sit down and watch RoboCop 3 with you. I don't think Witt's going to do that for you.
Yeah, but you don't have to get married, Ian, do you?
You guys just made me feel a lot better.
Well, there you go, Jimmy. Thanks for the call tonight. You know, that's what we're here for. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. What were you saying there, Johnny Ray?
Marriage. It's kind of a scary prospect. I've never been married.
Could you see yourself as a groom?
Yeah.
The right lady came along?
I could imagine some woman making me the happiest man in the world. Mm-hmm. I can imagine it in my dreams, but I see in the real world that marriages so often don't last.
Yeah. And they're scary.
Yeah, and then and the legal obligations and so forth that you get into with your wife and with the state make marriage difficult to get out of.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm a big fan of the institution myself.
If I fell in love and I was going to get married, I would do a stateless thing. I wanted to have a mm-hmm. ceremony and everything, and all my friends, you can have that. You can have the dedication of yourself to your wife, and you don't have to bring the state of North Carolina into it, or the state of Arizona, or the state of New Hampshire, yeah, what have you.
I totally agree. I think that's the most sensible way to do things. And why would you want the state involved, as you pointed out, if it comes to a divorce? And I'm sorry, you know, realistically, it could come to divorce. I know everybody's relationship is perfect before they get into the marriage together, and that's why you're getting married, right? Because you're just head over heels for this individual, and you think that it's going to last forever. Of course, I'm sure a lot of people think that when they go into a marriage, and then turns out it's over a year later, or 2 years, or 5 years, or whatever. I don't know what the average amount of time is between a marriage and a divorce, but they seem relatively common. It seems like, you know, you go through this big process of getting this wedding, which of course costs a lot of money. I just couldn't see justifying spending all that money on one day's affairs when, you know, that could be, I mean, some people will spend $10,000 easy on a wedding. That's a good chunk of a down payment on a home. I mean, you want to talk about having a healthy marriage. If you don't have to worry about bills to pay, that might help your marriage, right?
Yeah, like, money is the number one reason people get divorced.
Right, so why would you want to sink $10,000 into a wedding? I could understand if you have $10 million, then sinking $10,000 into a wedding is no big deal, right? But I don't think the average couple who gets married is really able to do that. Now, I understand a lot of times it's the moms and dads that'll foot the bill. But regardless, look, hey, mom, if you're going to give me $10,000 here because I love somebody, then how about you just cut me the check? We'll have a small wedding and, you know, invite family and go someplace nice. You know, go out and, I don't know, there's plenty of places you can get married that don't cost you anything. I mean, go on the beach or in a park somewhere or whatever. I don't get it. I really just, to me, the whole institution seems really traditional and really in a lot of ways very, very silly. And as you pointed out, you know, it could come to an end very quickly. So why bother with it?
Well, do people get tax breaks? Don't you get tax?
I guess there is some kind of tax thing. I don't know, because I don't pay federal income tax, so mm-hmm. I don't know what all those rules are. And to me, I don't care. I mean, even if I were a taxpayer, I don't think I would be interested in marriage, because then you're just involving the government ever more in your own life. Let's go with Witt on the line in Arizona. Witt, you're on Free Talk Live.
My friends call me that. Minister, don't call me that.
Oh, you know what? The board operator put in that name, so I apologize. That's what I saw there. Go ahead, James.
Thank you, Minister. I was thinking about the irony of Carlos bringing up the Crusades after he wanted to slam me after you dumped my call. And I've been thinking about why would he bring up the Crusades, seeing that we're coming up on the 1,000-year anniversary of the first one, by the way. So I don't know what I had to do with it, nor how I should have to answer for it in any.
Honestly, James, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about something that happened last night on the show, and I don't even remember it happening. So if you want to know about what Carlos said, then maybe you should ask him.
What you said right after that, I wanted to liken it to the irony of something you said right after that about the bombings of Hiroshima. The irony, may I speak to it, Ian?
Here you are. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure that you dumped my call yet, but the thing is that he thinks of that because you said something about me being a supposed, I claim to be a good Christian. I never made that claim on your show ever, but you keep on repeating that claim.
Oh, so are you not a good Christian?
I'm a sinner, but I would like to finish my thought. on the other side of the...
Nah. See you later. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. But please, don't continue harping on the past. Let's talk about things that are new, things that are exciting and interesting, not what happened yesterday, because some of the people listening today weren't tuned in for that. James, more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features on the site. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to like mobile.freetalklive.com and get us tuned in over there. Cashintocoins.com, that is the way, the best way, in my opinion, for you to turn your cash into bitcoins. Johnny Ray, you have been somebody who's advocated in the past a 10% plan, which I thought was really smart, where every paycheck you go and you get some bitcoins and you put them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really smart idea. You can use cash into coins to make that easy because they'll take money order, check, or wire transfer. It's safe, it's easy, it's fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. So if you've been thinking about getting bitcoins, you do need to have a Bitcoin wallet first. You can go and grab one of those for free over at blockchain.info. Once you've got your Bitcoin wallet all set up, just go to cashintocoins.com, follow the instructions. If you, by the way, purchase less than $40 worth of bitcoins, there's no transaction fee. There's no conversion fee. So you actually literally get exactly what you pay for there. If you go over 40 bucks, there's a small fee. It's very, very reasonable. I think last time I looked, it was 3%, very competitive. Cashintocoins.com, they can help you out however many bitcoins you're looking to buy.
Hey, what happens if you put something in the mail and you don't put your return address on it? Will it still get to its intended recipient?
Yes, as I understand it.
Good, I hope so, because I sent a cashier's check to Cash Into Coins recently.
Okay.
For make purchase of Bitcoin, and I certainly wouldn't want that check to get lost in the mail.
Was the reason why you didn't put a return address on because you wanted to be more anonymous somehow?
No, it was that I just slipped my
just
mind.
Just an oversight.
Yeah.
You should be all right. I mean, generally the reason, as I understand it, for a return address is just so in case there's an error, in case there's a misdelivery or something like that, that it can bounce back to you.
Okay.
So cashintocoins.com, as we continue here, as I mentioned, not every place is as progressive towards more drug freedom as Colorado and Washington or some of the medical marijuana states. You still have states like Texas out there. In this case, the story's from RT.com. It's actually being reported in a lot of places. But a pound and a half of pot brownies might lead a 19-year-old Texas man to a life sentence in prison. Jacob Lavoro is being charged with possession of marijuana, possession of illegal hashish or hash oil, and the sale of hash-infused cookies and brownies. Lavoro is being charged with a first-degree felony for using hash oil to bake his magic brownies. Hash oil is considered the most potent form of cannabis, as it may contain more than 60% tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, according to the United Nations World Drug Report in 2009. Under Texas law, possession, as is the manufacturing and delivering of hash oil, is a felony, while possession of marijuana is a misdemeanor in the state. Quote, the state of Texas penalizes the possession, manufacture, and distribution of this concentrated THC oil differently than it does the possession of unprocessed raw marijuana leaf. This according to First District Assistant District Attorney Mark Bruner, explaining in a statement to KEYE-TV. Quote, under Texas law, this higher potency hash oil is classified in the Controlled Substances Act as a penalty 2 or penalty group 2 substance. The degree of potential punishment for possession of distribution of a controlled substance is linked to the weight of the substance found, including any adulterants or dilutants. So they didn't have a pound and a half of hash oil. It was a pound and a half of brownies. So the majority of the weight in that case is going to be the brownies.
Flour and, yeah.
The flour and the mixture and the eggs and whatever else it is you put in there. So, but because the hash oil was used in the brownies, all the other ingredients are considered to be adulterants or dilutants. So the sugar and the flour, all of these things are adulterating the hash oil from the perspective of the state. They're diluting it. Since the aggregate weight of the brownies was 1.5 pounds, he can be charged with manufacturing and distribution of 1.5 pounds of a penalty group 2 controlled substance. So it's as though he were selling a pound and a half of hash oil.
Of hash oil.
Williamson County Prosecutor Travis McDonald told the Associated Press that he used cocaine as another example. Quote, if you dissolve cocaine into a soda, technically you could charge him with the weight of the soda, said McDonald. However, he added, I don't think I would. So this isn't the guy who's charging him in this case. It's just another prosecutor who's commenting. Along with the THC-laced baked goods, Round Rock police officers found a pound of marijuana, digital scales, $1,675 in cash, and dozens of baggies with marijuana and hash oil. Police were responding to a complaint about marijuana use at the time. So I have to wonder, you know, how exactly did they find this? Did this guy let them in to his home? Because if somebody just complains about someone smoking pot, you know, if it's one of your neighbors calling on you for smoking pot outside of your house or something like that, and the police show up, I don't think that the say-so of a neighbor is enough probable cause to gain entry to someone's home. Maybe the police could use the claim that I smell marijuana from coming inside or coming from inside, and so therefore that would give them the excuse to come inside.
I'm going to have to ask you to let me in.
They could use an approach like that, which is a kind of an intimidation tactic that they use to get people to consent to a search, whereas otherwise the police would not have had the legal ability to do so. Possession of a pound of pot in Texas is also a felony, but only carries a sentence of 180 days to 2 years in prison, as well as a maximum fine of $10,000, according to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, an organization that does what I just said it does. Possession of the smallest amount of marijuana is a misdemeanor. Possession of the tiniest amount of hash, even a gram, is a state felony, according to the legal counsel for Texas NORML. He thinks the potential life sentence is too much. It's higher than the punishment range for sexual assault, higher than the punishment range for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. It's kind of crazy. This case is the perfect example of the insanity of Texas's drug laws, said the NORML representative, especially when it comes to marijuana or anything where the active ingredient is THC. Lavoro's attorney, Jack Holmes, agreed, saying, I've been doing this for 22 years as a lawyer, and I've got 10 years as a police officer, and I've never seen anything like this before. They've weighed baked goods in this case. It ought to be a misdemeanor. McDonald noted that sentences can vary depending on aggravating factors and other considerations, and that a plea deal is always possible. First-time offenders are treated differently, and as far as I know, he said, he is a first-time offender. The former high school football player has a clean record. He's currently out of jail on a $30,000 bond.
Okay, so we're hoping that saner minds will prevail and he won't spend the rest of his life in jail, but that is a possibility.
Yeah, he's looking at life in prison. For some pop brownies. Hash brownies. Because that's worse, supposedly. What do you think, Johnny Ray?
It's the myth of the rule of law, or that's what it reminds me of.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll try and put it together cogently or coherently. Supposedly we've got the rule of law in America. And thankfully, we don't. We have the rule of men. We have men who interpret the law and then prosecute based on their interpretations of the law.
Why is that a good thing? I mean, some would argue that if it were actually the rule of law, then the men who enforce the rule of law would also have to follow the law.
Which in this case would land this guy in jail for life if they're following the letter of the law, because he's got pounds of adulterated hash oil.
Well, I mean, there's sentencing guidelines, right? It's not a minimum sentence of life. That's just a possibility. I mean, our friend Rich Paul was looking at up to 100 years in prison for selling pot, but he only got a year.
Okay.
So we'll come back with more, though. I want to hear more from you about the rule of law, and your thoughts are welcome here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us over there if you prefer. And we're talking about the war on drugs, specifically the war on cannabis, and in this case, hash oil, which Texas pretty serious about. They are charging a young man, 19 years old, with a felony. Also some misdemeanor charges as well for possession of marijuana. But what they're really mad about is that he made brownies with hash oil. And so because of the way the law is written in Texas, they can charge this guy based on the weight of the brownies. So having nothing to do with the amount of hash oil that was originally used to make the brownies, if the brownies are a pound and a half, it's like having a pound and a half of hash oil. So he's now facing felony charges. Actually, they say here even if he'd had a thimble's full of hash oil, it would be a felony charge in the state of Texas. So he's looking at a long time in prison. And Johnny Ray, you had some comments about the rule of law, and I want to come back to that discussion here. But I also want to remind listeners who are just tuning in about the Door Devil. We mentioned it earlier in the show tonight. This is a way for you to more permanently reinforce your front door or your back door, whatever door you want to reinforce. Buy more than one if you've got more than one door that you want to reinforce, because the Door Devil will help prevent kick-ins of the door, which is a very important thing to do because burglars are likely to target your front door. They know that alarm systems give you time when you go through the front door to shut the alarm system off, which would give them, if they get through the front door, a minute or two to just grab whatever they want and get out before the alarm even trips. So shoring up your front door is a very important thing to do, and you can do it for about $60 with the Door Devil. Go to doordevil.com. It's an effective deterrent. That's doordevil.com. So, Johnny Ray, tell me more about what you were saying. We didn't have much time before we had to run into that break there. About the rule of law. We were talking about this crazy Texas law that's putting this young man in jeopardy of spending the rest of his life in prison for having hash brownies. And what were you saying about how this brings up that issue for you, the rule of law versus the rule of man?
Okay. This past week I read an article by John Hasnas. It was written in 1995 called The Myth of the Rule of Law. So I'm lifting all this from Mr. Hasnas, although these are ideas that I have had myself. In the U.S., we have this idea that the law is neutral. And it's determinate, so that if you put, in any case, if you put the factors of the case in and you apply the law neutrally, then you will always get the same result, because the law is, it stands alone and it does what it does with or without a man.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the law doesn't work that way at all. The lawgivers and the enforcers, they will do what it is they want to do, but they'll use the law to give them an excuse to do it. The law just papers over what their original intentions were.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, the prosecutor, for whatever reason, doesn't like this guy, or he wants to get a hard convictions and put people away for a long time, because that will redound to his credit as a prosecutor, and he'll succeed in his business of putting people in jail. So he charges him with a pound and a half or whatever of hash oil,
right,
even though he knows that it's not a pound and a half of hash oil. It's much, much, much less than that. It's a tiny fraction of that. But he can use the law to do what he wanted to do, was slam this guy against the wall. And furthermore, as bad as some of the outcomes can be, it's preferable to having the ideal of the rule of law. Because that would
having
just,
a rule of man is preferable.
Yes, having a rule of man is preferable than the rule of law. Because the law, our language doesn't allow us, we haven't, the language that we've come up with so far doesn't allow us to create laws that are as smart as humans.
Mm.
Our language limits us, and we can't put down on paper proper conduct for human beings in every situation.
And that has been the problem with the law, is that they have tried. You know, they literally seems, I mean, there are so many tomes of law books out there, it really seems like they've tried to cover every situation. But regardless, every single time, there's always some little twist, there's always some little detail that the laws weren't written with that in mind. They were written with something else in mind, and now you get to reconcile the difference between what the law says and what the situation is. And I see where you're coming from. If you've got a man who's able to have full discretion in that way, then maybe the man will make a more just decision in that case. But unfortunately, in a lot of cases, we have mandatory minimum sentences, and then you've got judges who are men who are saying that they can't. Their hands are tied. If this guy had this case come in with this 19-year-old and he's looking at life in prison. And I don't know if there's a mandatory minimum involved here, but in a lot of drug laws, there are in different places, federal level, et cetera. So if there was a mandatory minimum, this judge may look at the case. He may have it tugging at his heartstrings. He doesn't want to send this guy away for 20 years or whatever the mandatory minimum is for a pound and a half of hash oil in Texas. And he can't do it. He says he's hamstrung by the law. So the whole rule of law is used in a lot of cases as an excuse by the men for not being humane.
Yes. And it's a dangerous myth, the rule of law, because people, it allows people to pretend that they are not being ruled by men, but there's something deeper, something stronger, something timeless that they are subjected to instead of the whims of a man.
Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts on this. Jim is in Virginia. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnny Ray.
Hey, guys, this is a good discussion there. Obviously, this kid is guilty of intent to distribute sugar and chocolate. I mean, you know, if you take a half a gram of substance A and you put it in a 2-ton truck, do you now have 2 tons of that substance?
Yeah, that's adulterated just, by steel.
Yep.
That's crazy. But the broader issue is, I think that what you bring up is, should prosecutors be elected, or should prosecutors be, just an employee of the locality?
What do you think?
Well, you know, having elected prosecutors in Virginia anyway, we have elected prosecutors, and it makes them subject to right-wingers like me. I'm, you know, put away the criminals, but then that really leads to a very oppressive state, and it makes the rules of Virginia are really balanced against the accused. And so that... You know, everybody brags about a 98%. I have a 100%, you know, conviction rate. But, you know, by law, prosecutors are supposed to seek the truth, not a win.
Right. They're not bragging to people about how compassionate they are. They're bragging about how hardcore they are and how much punishment they've dished out to people. And, yeah, I can see that argument.
See, no one gets elected on the, you know, running on, hey, I'll defend civil liberties of the accused.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody runs on that, and nobody would ever get elected. On the other hand, if you were an employee, you'd be insulated from that, but then you'd be even more under the thumb of the government.
Right. Then you're a tool more directly of the state. So it certainly seems like a trade-off, although if you can somehow, you know, look at the numbers and see, well, let's compare, you know, compare the average prosecutor in an elected capacity versus a prosecutor who's just a government employee who is appointed, and look at the two. It would be very interesting to see, does the elected prosecutor go more gung-ho? Do they prosecute more victimless crimes? Do they put people away for longer periods of time unnecessarily? Or are they less likely to? I'd be very interested in knowing more about that. And Jim, thanks for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here and share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call. If you dial now, toll free to 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. And something else you can do there is sign up for our newsletter, our weekly digest that has been coming out for the last several weeks. It's kind of a newer feature of Free Talk Live, and we owe it to the efforts of a couple individuals who are doing a fantastic job helping us out. Benjamin Bartholomew is putting together a weekly digest audio file, which is about a 75-minute long highlight reel, essentially, of an entire week's worth of Free Talk Live. So Benjamin listens to the whole week, all 14 hours in podcast form, because, you know, when you break it down, we do 7 nights a week. We're 3 hours a night. You break down the podcast, take out all the commercials, and it comes down to about 14 hours worth of audio. He listens to all of that, and then he, you know, he takes his favorite segments and he puts them all into one audio file and releases that as the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. That appears in our podcast. If you're a podcast subscriber, you've been getting those. But also, if you're a newsletter subscriber, you get direct links to each week's version of that weekly digest. You can sign up for our emails by going to news.freetalklive.com. There's an email sign-up box there. There's also one on the left-hand side of the front page of the website as well. So be on the lookout for that when you're at freetalklive.com. And get signed up so you can receive those weekly digest emails, which also feature some of the most voted-up news stories as submitted by you on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and all of those three are linked to from our news page. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, let's change gears here. We can talk about WikiLeaks if we get a chance, but Johnny Ray's Game of the Week has been sort of given a short shrift over the last couple of weeks, and I feel bad about that.
A lot of times I won't have one. And when I do, then in the third hour we get jammed with something else.
Yeah, sometimes it does work out that way. So, but you do have one this week. It was one you briefly mentioned last week. We didn't have time to really get into it at that time. So people have been asking about Johnny Ray's Game of the Week this week. So what is it?
It's called Hoplite, and I've been playing it on my Android device. It's also available for iOS.
Hoplite, two words or one?
One word.
L-I-G-H-T?
No, L-I-T-E. It's the Hoplite, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, was a Greek spear bearer.
Okay.
And the story is that you are going to recover some golden fleece from an underworld. It's loosely based on the original golden fleece story involving Greeks that I'm not too familiar with. But in the game, the object of the game is to get to the 16th level, and that's where the fleece is. And as yet, I've only gotten to the 11th.
Hmm.
But each level is procedurally generated hex map. Procedurally generated, Ian, means that it's done randomly.
Uh-huh.
The game designers haven't designed these levels.
So the game is never the same twice?
Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so each level is a small hex map with mm-hmm. some lava and some stone that you can walk on. You can't walk on the lava. And it's got some enemies on it. And the enemies do different things. Their attacks are a little bit different. You've got your demon footman who will just move once a turn. It's turn-based, but it's kind of like Shattered Planet from last week or whatever, where you can move three turns, three spaces if you want, but the enemies are moving three also.
Mm-hmm.
So you can speed it up a little bit. But there's the lowly footman who just approaches, and he can only attack around him. And then you've got an archer who can fire in different directions, but he can't fire if you're standing right next to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's other ones that have different abilities, and what you're trying to do is to navigate your way through their damage dealing areas. You know, try and kill them along the way if you can, and basically just reach the stairs. And you've got
to get to the next level.
To get to the next level. Also, in addition to these, the way that you go through is you just move, and you've got a spear that you can lunge with. You've got mm-hmm. you can stab them if you're standing next to a guy and you move to another space next to him, then you're able to stab him. You can throw your spear. You can leap. There are some limitations on these different things. If you throw your spear, then now you don't have it, and you lose an ability until you can go to that space and pick up your spear, and you can do it again. Your leap will cost you a little bit of energy. Also, on every level, there is an altar that you can pray at. And you pray at the altar, and it'll give you a little extra bonus ability.
Okay.
Or it might give you some extra health. Or you could refill the health that you've lost on the way. And if you're really into this hoplite thing, then one way to further your enjoyment of it is you can increase your score by skipping those altars, by not using them, and limiting yourself as you go, as you descend.
So kind of hardcore
madness.
Mode, basically. You stay away from the power up.
Right, and your score will be bolstered.
Is this a single player game?
It's a single player game. I like it. It's incredibly simple. I've in my own way have almost explained the whole game, but it's fun to play. And I will continue to try to get to that 16th level. Like I said, I've only gotten to the 11th so far.
So is it that on the 11th level there's just too many enemies? What is it that the difficulty that you're running up against?
Yeah, when you each new level you go to, you're gonna have more enemies, and that makes your progress through that level a lot trickier.
But do the levels expand in size and physical size as well over time, or is it all the same kind of
it's
grid?
It's contained in one screen.
Okay.
And it's like that throughout.
Got it.
It's just more enemies, and I think there are some enemies that I haven't encountered yet that have got, you know, that are able to reach out and touch me probably from the other side of the map.
Now, how long are you spending? You're going through 11 levels. What kind of time does it take to burn through 11 of these levels?
5 minutes.
Okay, so this is a game you can easily pick up in a short, you know, you're sitting somewhere waiting for a bus or whatever, you can easily just play this game real quick, and it's something you can easily put down.
It's ideal for that.
Cool. So it's called Hoplite, Hoplite. It appears to be free.
I thought it had cost me $1.99, but I think that I am mistaken. I bought a lot of games in one night, too.
Oh, there is something available, some sort of premium mode. So you can venture deeper, they are saying, for $1.99.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a free mode.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Once you get past level 16, you can keep going. I read some comments from some people who were really into it, and they'd gotten down to level 50.
Oh, wow.
Or something, which sounds insane to me. But, you know, people, they love their video games, and they'll smoke some meth or take some Adderall or something.
Whoa.
And they'll be playing it all night long.
So I don't know about smoking meth, but anyway, Johnny Ray, I've heard that listeners have been donating, at least one listener donated a game to you.
He donated a game to me. He sent it to me, bought a couple extra copies Steam of a game called Magicka.
Yeah.
And what that looks like, I fired it up, and I just started right before the show started.
Nothing more than an initial taste.
Yeah, I'm not much informed about it, but it looks sort of like a Gauntlet or Diablo.
This is for your PC.
Yes.
Magicka.
Yes.
A kind of an overhead view with characters and magic and bad guys, and that's all we know now. But it looks, I have to say, I looked at the pictures online. It looks very pretty. It looks very attractive. I've been a fan of Gauntlet for a long time, so.
Yeah, you've got, like, I think 8 basic spells. And the thing is, the game is about discovery and exploration. You create little combos with all those basic spells.
Let's talk more about it next week, Johnny Ray, when we know more, or when you know more. And thanks to, what was the listener that you want to give a thanks to on that one?
It was Tommy.
Thanks to Tommy for reaching out with us. It was one of those things where you can just buy anybody that Tommy gives you their... If somebody gives you an email address, you can buy them a game on Steam? Is that how it works? Or you have to have an account?
I had an account. He had an account.
Okay, cool.
So I needed to log in and look at his stuff.
So if you want Johnny Ray to play a favorite game of yours, then he's got Steam. And if it's on Steam, you can get it for him. Wayne is with us in southern Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome. Wayne, we don't have much time. I apologize for that. Go ahead quickly.
Okay, I'll try to get in another time with what I want, but I really feel sorry for this fellow in Texas. If he would clearly think this out, he would plea bargain in court for 3 years probation, because it is a felony, right?
It is, the possession of hash oil, yes.
Wouldn't this, he seems to be a young man in college or high school football or something.
Yes.
I'm on fire watch right now, so I'm limited. But, you know, I understand the things and rules in court. If you're going to go in there and plead not guilty, they're going to hang them.
I suspect you're probably right about that. And, you know, if a good plea deal comes up, especially if he can get a misdemeanor conviction, especially if they offer him, you know, okay, well, you take the plea, you'll only get a misdemeanor, we won't get you for the felony. That would seem to be the way to go. I think taking the plea deal isn't always a terrible idea. It's just generally I recommend people strongly consider not doing it. We're out of time tonight. Call us again. Wayne, see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
If the central scrutinizer, I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.